Scripture reading. 今天证道的经文是在马太福音二十六章三十六到四十一节。马太福音二十六章三十六节，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫克西马林，就对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。”于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。”他就先往前走，俯伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”这是今天证道的经文。
Well, it's my privilege to invite Pastor John Garnett to come and share God's word this morning.
那今天很荣幸的能够叫牧师来跟我们分享神的话语。
Most of you have met or heard Pastor John already in this past summer.
那或许在过去这个暑假里面，您见过 John 牧师在这边很多次了。
As he is pastor of Joy Fellowship, which meets in our building.
那他是那个我们喜乐团契的牧师。
And Joy Fellowship is a church for people of all ability levels.
那喜乐团契他们下午在我们教会这个大楼里面聚会，它是一个充满了各种不同能力的人的聚集。
And we've enjoyed hearing from Pastor John and from Pastor Dave this summer in our sermons.
那这个暑假里面呢 ，Pastor John 和 Pastor David 都是他们都喜乐团契的牧师，还在我们当中都分享过。
And I really enjoy the partnership we have with Joy Fellowship.
我们很喜欢这样的一个伙伴的关系。
John's even helping us with our audio equipment back there.
那约翰牧师呢？他也帮助我们在那个做声音的那个control 音控。
That's right. Yeah. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, I thank you for the gift of your word.
主耶稣，谢谢你给我们赐给你的话语。
That we can learn about your Son Jesus this morning.
我们今天早能够学习到你儿子耶稣基督。
And I thank you for Pastor John.
谢谢约翰牧师。
And Joy Fellowship.
和喜乐团契。
And Lord, I ask that you would use your servant John to speak to us today.
今天早上求你用使用借着你的仆人约翰的口，能够跟我传讲你的话语。
Give us ears to hear your word.
让我们开我们的耳朵，能够听到你的话。
And bless John as he shares it.
也祝福约翰牧师。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告。
Amen.
是奉主名。
At Joy Fellowship, I've developed a few running jokes with some of our people there.
那在喜乐团契里面呢，约翰牧师他开始了一些笑话。那这个笑话里面，他们在喜乐团契里面常常讲。
One that always gets them to laugh is pretending that I don't believe in the sky train.
那其中有个笑话呢，就常让他们很会大笑，就是说他会假装说我不懂什么叫天车
，or the sea bus，
或是海上的巴士。
I say, come on。
我说拜托。
Do you really expect me to believe there's a train in the sky？
你真的要我能够相信你说有车在天空吗？
Or that there's a bus that runs on the sea.
或是有巴士在海上跑吗？
The lesson I then taught them from that was that sometimes two ideas that seem opposite can actually go together.
那我要告诉他们的一个教训，一个真理，就是说，有时候两个想法是不一样的，那他们其实可以融在一起的。
And that's what I've been thinking about this weekend's holiday.
那就是让我想到说，这个长周末的一个假期。
It's called Labor Day.
我们这个长假也称为劳动节。
But we get a day off of work.
但是我们的劳动节不用劳动。
Shouldn't it be called Sleep in Late and Go to Buy Those Last School Supplies Day?
不是应该称为睡觉睡得很晚，赖床，然后去买一些开学最后的用品吗？
Maybe lazy day.
或许是一个懒惰的日子。
Although when I thought about it a bit more, I remembered that when I was a child, that it was also always the last day for yard work.
那我还记得我小时候呢，我记得劳动节是一天，我们是最后一天在做园子里面工作的日子。
Mowing and trimming and putting away all the summer equipment.
那我们要剪草，我们要除草、剪草、剪树枝，然后把暑假的一些工具的把它收拾起来。
So I guess it is a Labor Day for most people.
所以我想对大部分人讲，这是个劳动节。
That's trimming day. Anyways,
不管怎么样,
all that has got me thinking about working and resting.
这些事情让我想到了工作和休息。
Because today's service didn't happen without a bunch of work.
因为今天的聚会并不是没有人在后面工作就突然间成就了。
I'm not talking about the hours of practice the worship team puts in.
我不是说我们的敬拜团队他们花了好几个小时在那边准备。
And I don't mean all the work that it takes to keep a church running, janitorial, administrative, or promotional.
我不是说我们教会里面的一个事工要运行的时候，我们是后面很多人在工作，比如说清洁或者行政或者是宣传的一些事工。
And I'm not even talking about the work to get the elements ready for the communion service later.
那我更不是说待会的我们圣餐时候，我们背后很多人在准备一些工作。
Cutting the bread into those tiny cubes, filling those little tiny glasses.
或许是准备那圣餐的饼，或是把那个圣餐的杯里面装了小小的一个葡萄汁。
All of those things are important and vital, but they aren't the work I was referring to.
这些工作都非常的重要，但是并不是我要讲的重点。
No, I'm talking about the work that Jesus did to give meaning to those elements we see behind us.
那我今天要讲的是说，耶稣他所成就的大事工，他赋予了在我身后你看到了这些元素，他呈现出来的意义。
The little piece of bread we each will take is a reminder that Jesus gave up his body for us.
那每一个小小的一个饼，它代表是说耶稣他舍弃了他的身体，为了你和我。
In fact, it is also a reminder that he first gave up heaven to take on that body.
事实上，它代表的意思说，耶稣他舍弃了他的天上的荣华，他取了这个身体。
He lived for 30 or so years.Then chose to die.
他在这世上活了大概三十年，然后他选择走上死亡这条路。
He allowed people, just like us, to beat and torture that body.
他让像你我这样的人，然后去虐待、去鞭打他这样的身体。
Finally, they placed him on a cross to die.
最后，他们把他放上十字架上去死。
In incredible agony, he hung there as they mocked him.
那他承受极大的痛苦，他把他挂在十字架上，他们嘲笑他。
In a mysterious way, God the Father chose to put on him our sin on his shoulders.
有很奇妙的方法。父神选择了把我们的罪放在他的肩膀上。
He became the sacrificial lamb for us.
他变成了我们代罪的羔羊。
And the sip of juice that we will share is a picture of Jesus' blood poured out for us.
那一会儿我们要领受的那一杯，代表的是耶稣为我们流出了宝血。
In a strange reversal of the normal order of things.
这是一个正常程序的一个很奇妙的一个翻转，一个颠倒。
Blood became a kind of bleach that washed the stain of our sin from us.
那血变成了一个漂白剂，漂白了你我们的罪。
We also know that blood means life.
我们也知道说血代表是生命。
The book of Leviticus tells us life is in the blood.
那利未记告诉我们说，在血里面有生命。
I even read once that all deaths eventually come down to a lack of blood flow to the brain.
那我曾经读过一本书，它讲到说，最后死亡是因为在我们的脑里面缺少了血。
And his blood was spilled out on the ground as he gave his life for each of us.
那耶稣的血，他流，当把他生命给我们的时候，他的血流在地上，为了你和我。
So that's the meaning of those elements.
那这个就是那些元素它呈现的意思。
But why do I claim that it was work for Jesus to give them that meaning?
那为什么我说这个事情是耶稣要给他这，他成就事工要给这些东西意义呢？
It's because when I read the story of his sacrifice, I recognize someone who is not looking forward to a tough day of work.
因为当我看那个故事的时候，我看到了有一个人，他并不期待了那一天很艰辛工作的那一天。
Right, we've all felt that way at some time.
很多时候我们也是会这么觉得。
Maybe a big work deadline is coming up.
或许那天工作我们的截止日期就快到了。
Or people there are causing you grief.
或是有人让我很痛，觉得很痛苦，那个人在那里。
And you just don't want to be at your workplace.
所以那一天你就不想去工作的地方。
How do you feel?
你觉得怎么样？
Does it sound a bit like this?
你是有时候会像这样子呢？
Is there anything that can be done to avoid this task?
有没有什么事情我可以做，不要去做这一事情呢？
I guess I have to do it, so I will.
啊，我想我可能还是要做吧，好吧，我就去做吧。
I'm so sad. It feels like I'm dying.
我好难过，我觉得我快死掉了。
Those are only slightly paraphrased versions of how Jesus spoke before facing his great work.
这个就是耶稣他成就他的大事工被钉在十字架上前，他心里所想的一些话语的转述。
He did not look to the cross with great joy.
他不觉得看那个十字架钉在十字架上是非常大的一个喜乐。
Luke even records that as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, his sweat was dripping like drops of blood to the ground.
在路加福音里面甚至记载说，在科西马尼园他的祷告的时候，他的汗就像血一样大滴的滴到地上。
But the fact is, he went ahead and did his job.
但事实是，他仍然往前去，完成了他应该做的工作。
In the garden.He allowed people to lay hands on him and take him away.
在科西马尼园里面，他让那些人把他带走。
He accepted the beating and the mockery of a false trial.
他接受了他们的毒打，他接受他们的嘲笑。
He dragged his weary body through the streets of Jerusalem.
他让他疲惫的身体走上了耶路撒冷这个街道上。
At the hill outside the city gates, we nailed him to a cross.
在城门口的的十字架上，我们把它钉在十字架上。
I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but someone once said.
我不知道你们听过，但是有人曾经这么说。
It wasn't the nails that held him there on the cross.
并不是钉子让耶稣他钉在了十字架上。
It was his love for you and me.
是因为他的爱对你对我的爱，让他钉在十字架上。
And I'd add, it was his dedication.To finish the job.
那我再增加一点，就是因为他的全然的奉献，献上，让他钉在十字架上。
If he had not completed the difficult task of dying for us, we would have no hope.
如果不是他完成了这个很艰难的事工，我们就没有任何的希望。
But he did complete his labor on our behalf.
但是他为了你和我，他完成这伟大的一个事工。
I love that one of the last things he said before dying was finished.
我喜欢他最后讲那句话，就说成了。
He meant that the whole task of our salvation had been completed.
他的意思是说，我们整个救赎的工作已经完成了。
Isaiah even tells us that he will look on the result of his suffering.
那以赛亚书根本甚至讲到说，耶稣看到了他这受这痛苦的一个结果。
That's us.
这是你和我。
And be satisfied.
他觉得很满足。
For the joy ahead of him, he endured the cross, despising its shame.
因为在他面前呈现的这些喜乐，他忍受了十字架上的痛苦。
And that changed everything.
那这改变了所有的事情。
Before that,
在那之前，
the best we could do was to try to follow the law as best we could.
我们只是尽量的遵守律法，尽量能够越好越精准越好。
After he completed his great work for us,
在他完成就这事工之后呢
our job radically changed.
我们的工作就变了。
Before, our only hope of heaven was being even better at keeping the laws than the Pharisees were.
以前呢，在他定十字架之前，我们的工作是希望我们能够遵守律法，比法利赛人能够更遵守律法更好。
But after, our job is just to accept the great gift of salvation he has given us.
那在之后呢，我们的工作就变成了，就是仅仅接受耶稣他在十字架，为我们摆上的一个这样的爱。
And sometimes when I'm giving a sermon on this theme, I stop there.
很多时候我在跟人家分享讯息的时候，我就停在这里了。
Because that is the gospel story.
因为这是圣经福音的故事。
And it's good to be reminded that we really have nothing to do but accept this great gift of love he has given us.
那提醒我们说，真的我们不能够做任何的事情，除了接受他的爱。
But this is Labor Day.
但这是劳动节。
And just like I realize there are two themes to the holiday,
那我觉得在这个劳动节里面有两个主题。
Both resting and laboring.
就休息和工作。
There is a little more to be said.
我还在讲多一些些。
I think that the great theologian Robert Zimmerman may have said it best.
那有一个很有名的神学家叫罗伯，他曾经讲到，他讲了一个很好的比喻。
In describing the great finished work of Jesus, he said,
他形容耶稣他完成了一个事工，他说，
You've done it all for me, and there's no more anyone can pretend to do.
他说，你已经完成了所有的事情了。 没有任何一个人可以假装还可以再做任何的事情。
I'll say that again. You've done it all for me.
我再说一次，你已经为我完成这些事情了。
And there is no more anyone can even pretend to do.
没有任何一个人可以再假装他还有很多事情可以去做。
But the next line says, "What can I do for you?"
下一行讲说，我可以为你做什么？
Those two things always go together. God truly has completed our salvation. And as a result of that, we ask what we can do for him. There really is nothing we can do to be worthy of salvation. But now we get to work anyways. Serving,
服事,
loving,
去爱,
worshiping,
去敬拜,
following,
去跟随,
trusting,
去信任,
obeying,
我们要服从,
even remembering what he has done for us. It's all part of our response to the great gift of life he has given us.
Thanks.